USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many lawmakers expressing concern about reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. House Majority Leader Democrat Steny Hoyer.
It is therefore very, very troubling when you have information that indicates that there are payments being made to specifically target U.S. personnel.
Hoyer commenting after being briefed about it at the White House. He disputed President Trump's claims that the reports of the bounties are a hoax. Emmy Award-winning actor and comedian Carl Reiner has died at the age of 98. He passed away last night at his Beverly Hills home. His son Rob Reiner, acting in various TV series and becoming a director himself. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you see President Trump's latest tweet? He says the new book Blitz is hot and urges you to read it. Trump calls David Horowitz a great author. Get Blitz. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. In Blitz, David Horowitz warns about Antifa and makes stunning predictions about Trump in the coming months. They will shock you. Blitz also reveals the secret billionaires out to stop Trump. Mike Huckabee says if every American reads this book, Trump will win. Mark Levin says Blitz is indispensable. Get Blitz at bookstores or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com. And don't forget to see David Horowitz on Newsmax TV all this week. Newsmax is America's fastest growing cable channel. Now on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Optimum, Cox, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, WOW, and more. Just check your cable guide. And get Blitz today at bookstores or 800-NEWSMAX.
The Supreme Court will not be taking up a challenge to President Trump's border wall plans. The case dealing with environmental requirements waived by the Department of Homeland Security to speed up construction. Environmental groups argued that that was outside the agency's authority, but a previous ruling had gone against them. Well, it's now going to stay in place. The advertising boycott against Facebook has now got about 250 companies on board, including Ford, Pepsi, Adidas, and Denny's. The latest arrivals to the list joining the Stop Hate for Profit campaign. They're all promising not to spend money on Facebook ads in July. This after civil rights groups have been accusing the social media giant of doing very little to stop hate speech and misinformation. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Despite concerns about that state's recent surge in coronavirus cases, Governor Mike DeWine is now allowing nursing homes to welcome visitors again. The governor announcing yesterday outdoor visiting can begin on July 20th with precautions so as to protect residents and staffers.
Once the nursing home has been cleared, once the testing has been taken place, then that nursing home can, in fact, start opening up for visitation, again, subject to the basic standards that we outline.
Pilots are now testing Boeing 737 MAX jets again for FAA certification. As test pilots test the aircraft in Seattle, it's a big moment for Boeing since the 737 MAX has been grounded for more than a year after two deadly crashes overseas. If all goes well, Boeing could have those planes back in commercial service by late this fall. And Shaquille O'Neal is introducing the Shaq-a-roni pizza in partnership with Papa John's, hoping to raise money for several charities. A dollar from each sale of the Shaq-a-roni Extra Large Pizza through August 23rd will be donated to the Papa John's Foundation for Building Community. The funds will be used towards COVID-19 relief to fight racial injustice, donated to the Boys and Girls Club of America and the United Negro College Fund. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.